What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled We Did It, No Thanks to Coach Bitchville. Now, I know some of you guys out there are gonna get smart and say, yo, Omar, what the hell does your restaurant making it in Colombia have to do with Bitchville? Well, nothing. It's just that everything wrong and bad has to do with him. So, the fact that we made it means that, no, thanks to him, we made it. But this video is not about tranny faggots who suck dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia. So, I'd like to thank everybody who donated to the campaign. No, we didn't make the amount of 3,500 or even 1,000. We broke 250 last I saw. We broke 250, or we came close to, we're to 104. Yeah, we broke 250, and we almost came close to 300, I think, which helped a lot with the marketing material. I've already commissioned well over $100 worth of marketing stuff that we're gonna put on the outside of the store to make it look lucrative to people. And all this thanks to you guys. You know, without you guys, I couldn't have made this happen. In fact, I actually booked a plane ticket yesterday, or the day before yesterday. I'm actually supposed to be in America today, honestly, guys. I'm supposed to be in America today because when the donations weren't, like I said, I needed about $1,000 to pay off the rent and also at the same time get a point of sale system going for us. So when the donations weren't getting that high, I freaked out and I bought a ticket to America yesterday. Like I said, I'm supposed to be in America now, but thanks to everybody who donated, the amount of money I got from you guys, which again was about 250, a little bit over 250 last I checked, and 100 of that went into the marketing, the other 100 and something went into like food and shit like that. And the marketing stuff actually worked. People saw the banners on the outside of the restaurant. They came in, they wanted shawarma, and everybody loves our shawarma, guys. We had no complaints. They love the price. Because a lot of Middle Eastern places around here, guys, they tend to kind of, I don't want to say rip people off, but they do one of two things. Either they jack up the price more than it really should be, or they pack it with like vegetables and not enough meat. I don't like doing that, you know? So just like in America, people love our food. People who know what shawarma is, they come to us. So word of mouth is going around. I had one young lady today tell me, she spoke English. She was Colombian, but she spoke English. And she told me that you guys have the best price in Medellin. And we do. We're selling shawarma at 20 pesos, a shawarma wrap, that is. Everybody sells shawarma wraps for like, the cheapest I've seen a shawarma wrap, honestly, was about 26 pesos for a shawarma wrap. 26 pesos is about $6. Now in America, we sell that wrap for $10. Yes, we are low. Yes, selling shawarma for 20 pesos is low. However, that's kind of like our loss leader. For those of you guys who don't know, a loss leader is when you sell something at cost or below cost just to get people in so they can look around and be like, I'm gonna have that with it too. Like for example, when I sell the wrap for 20 pesos, the combo, which is a bottle of Coke, actually Pepsi, we go by Pepsi, and fries, okay? So a bottle of Coke and fries The Coke bottle cost us 2 pesos, or about 50 cents. Fries, if you portion out a bag, will end up costing us like maybe 3 pesos. So we simply end up doubling our profit off of having a combo for an extra 10 pesos. So, and then when people order things like Turkishino, which is Turkish coffee, cappuccino style, obviously. So we are able to make a little bit of money off of people, off of non-shawarma wraps. So we do have the best prices in Medellin. We probably have the best quality because I don't skimp on products. A lot of people do. I don't do that shit. I never ever skimp on quality, guys. Like, I would rather charge you a high price than skimp on quality. Never ever skimp on quality. Now, as you guys might tell, I look very, very tired today, and I'm gonna tell you why. So I forgot my charger at the Airbnb. So when I went to the restaurant, I didn't have my charger, and this phone, because it's a used phone, refurbished, the battery can die within maybe 2 hours, okay? So I'm like, well, let me get an Uber before my phone dies. I'll go back to my Airbnb. I'll get a charger from my Airbnb. Now, when I went to my Airbnb, I didn't take any money with me, because what am I going to do with money? I'm going to go to my Airbnb, I'm going to charge up my phone for a little bit, and then I'm going to order a Uber, and I'm going to go back to the restaurant. Well, guess what? Since I was supposed to leave my Airbnb today, I actually extended it last night for 6 more days. The code to get into the Airbnb had expired. So here I am at my Airbnb, about 2 kilometers away from the mall. I ain't got no money. I don't have a phone. I got no cards on me. I can't get into my Airbnb. So I had no choice but to walk back to the mall. Now, here's the thing. I don't know how to get back from my Airbnb to Mexi Mall. I don't know how to get that, because my Airbnb is in Roblado, which is like up in the highlands. So there are multiple roads you take. Well, guess what? I took the wrong road, and I found myself walking all over the most dangerous parts of like Roblado and God knows what other types of cities. Now, I didn't want to ask anybody for directions or anything like that, because you never know. They might be like, gringo, go get the gringo, you know? So I didn't ask anybody for help. So what should have been a 30 or 35 minute walk turned out to be a 3 hour walk. Well, not just was it a walk, but it was a fast walk, because I want to get back to the restaurant to serve people, right? So it was a fast walk. I was going downhill, uphill, had no idea where the fuck I was going, you know? Totally lost, no money on me. I couldn't even take a cab. My only solution was to get back to Mixi Mall. So what I ended up doing is that I looked at the buses that would say Robledo on them, and it would say Exito, you know? You guys from the third world probably know what I'm talking about, when they have those buses that will say the route on them, you know? So I was looking at all these Rabladu buses that would say Exito on it. Exito is like their version of Walmart in a way. So I know how to get to Mixi Mall if I get to Exito. So what I did is that I would follow the buses that would say Exito Rabladu on them. So of course, you know, I'm not gonna chase after a bus. I just wait for one bus to go after another and try to keep up with it as much as I can. And finally, I saw a young man, he looked like a decent human being working at a car wash. And I was like, hey man, can you tell me where Exito is? And he was like, yeah, sure, it's 10 minutes that way. And he was right. I just walked an extra 10, 11 minutes and I finally found Exito. And once I got to Exito, it was literally downhill to Mixi Mall. So you guys are probably asking, you know, why the fuck didn't you ask questions earlier on? Because again, you know, you don't know what can happen in a place like that. You know, once they find out you're a gringo, you know, they can mislead you. They can tell you, oh yeah, bro, I'm not dumb enough to go with anybody. But they can be like, oh yeah, bro, you just have to pass this hill over here. And you do that, fucking cartel can be waiting for you or some dumb shit like that. So that's why I don't ask for help. And you guys have to remember, Robledo, where I'm at, it's not a good neighborhood, you know? It's a 2 out of 6. For those of you who don't know, Colombia has a stratosphere system. They call it a strato, I believe. It's 1 to 6. 1 being the lowest quality neighborhood. 6 being like high class, like diplomats, business people, like top class people, right? Poblado is a 6, obviously. Los Colares, where I'm at, I think it's either a 3 or a 4. And that's where the mall is at. And Rablado is like a fucking 2, you know? Gets kind of sketchy if you go into the wrong places. So that's why I didn't ask anybody for help. But man, I probably walked 10 kilometers or about 5 miles today, man. I am hella tired, hella tired. So I'm about ready to fucking, I'm gonna go down to Setenta, go get me a burger. You know, actually guys, it's cheaper to eat out than it is to eat my own food, you know. I can get a burger, fries, and a mini salad bar if you wanna call it that. All it is like fucking coleslaw with like crispy shit, you know? So I can get me a burger, fries, and a Coke for 20 pesos or $5. So it's actually cheaper than eating my food, but it's nowhere near as good as my food or anything, you know? I look at people when they eat my food, okay, guys? When people eat my food, boy, they love it. Sometimes I worry that, oh God damn it. Sometimes I worry that people might end up eating the box. You know, that's how much they love my food. And it's really easy, guys. Making my food is really easy, you know? In fact, I might be hiring somebody on Sunday, because Sunday, he's a young student. He's like half Chilean, half Colombian. He's a little bit taller than me. He's like 20 years old, seems high IQ. He's like a philosophy major or something like that. Speaks some English, so obviously, you know, high IQ individual. So he has a kitchen experience, but doesn't know our food. But then again, our food is like really, really easy to make. So God willing, I'll hire him on Sunday, train him for like 3 days, and then go back to I have to come back to America for medical reasons. As you guys know, my back is injured. I took an MRI before I left, and now I need to see the doctor on June 2nd. So I have to go back to America, guys. I gotta see the doctor. Also, you know, because this is a personal injury, you know, she hit me, drunk driver, totally her fault. You know, she and her insurance company, which is also my insurance company, by the way, State Farm, they're responsible. And in order for them to properly compensate me, disability, missed days, social security, disability, workman's comp, blah, 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 blah. You know, I need to be seeing the doctors for treatments and shit like that. So, you know, and again, I really do need the treatment. So, I'll go back to Florida probably for about 10 days, make a U-turn, come back here again, guys. So, right now, guys, I'm content with the way things are. You know, like I said to you in my last video, if God gets the idea that you're going to be like, hey, God, I'm not doing this anymore, he'll tend to throw you a little something, something. You know, he'll throw you a bone to get you back on the plantation, which is fine. I don't mind. I don't mind having a bone thrown at me every now and then, you know. Can't just take all L's, gotta have a W every now and then, right? You know, I'm not Coach Bitchpill. My life can't be just one big L, you know? So, yeah, guys, I just wanted to say thanks to you guys. We're not out of the... I don't want to say that we're not out of the danger zone. You know, we're not going to, like, fail. Hey, how you doing? Some guy on a bicycle saw me making a video and he went like this. Crazy guy behind me right there. But I don't think he's gonna come up behind me. Yeah, keep on walking. The good thing about making these videos is that I get to see people behind me in the video. So ain't nobody gonna pull up on me, you know? So, we're gonna make it, God willing, you know, we're gonna make it, God willing. Again, special thanks to everybody who donated. Also, guys, especially you guys out there who had my food before, because I met some of you guys in person, some of you guys ordered from me on the internet when I was doing baklava on the internet. If you can rate Egyptian Shawarma Colombia, if you guys type in Egyptian Shawarma Medellin, will show up on Google. Currently, we have like 3 or 4, 5 stars already. So, you guys out there who know me, and you guys out there who had my food before, if you can go on Egyptian Shawarma Medellin and rate us, I'm gonna put it down in the low bar, the link to our Google account. You know, the more reviews we get, the better we will look in front of people. Like I said, guys, people really love our food. The flavor is amazing. The value is amazing. The amount of food they get is amazing. So we're really happy with that. So at this point, guys, having a little bit extra money would help. And just to let you guys know, like, literally every dollar actually goes, is accounted for, okay? Jesus Christ. Every dollar, you guys weren't here last night or the night before, you know? So, every dollar you guys donate is accounted for, and they actually work. Like I said, you know, the money you donated helped me get the logos and stickers that you see on the outside of my store. If it wasn't for that, I would have hopped on a plane and already be back in America. You know, guys, if it wasn't for you guys, I'd be doing DoorDash right about now back in America. That was my plan, guys. My plan was to come back to America and do DoorDash from the airport, you know, literally getting off the plane, getting into the car, and doing DoorDash. That was my plan, but thanks to you guys, I don't have to do that. So that's good. So we still need some marketing material, stuff like that. We also need a Bluetooth printer. And I think a Bluetooth printer is about $100, give or take. That way, if anybody requests a receipt, they can get a receipt. Like, out of 100 customers, guys, maybe 2 out of 100 customers will request a receipt. But still, you gotta have the machine, you know. You don't wanna look like you're a Mickey Mouse, team, you know. So, the printer, a couple of marketing materials, and I'll be good, you know. Like, for real, guys, if we got $200 more, I'm good. $200 more will get us the printer, point of sale system, and some marketing stuff, like lights, you know, like what the hell you call it, you know. You know those circular logos and shit like that you see on a, like Chipotle, you know those circular logos that are eliminated? Yeah, shit like that, guys. So that's really what we need. We just need, because here's the thing, you know, when somebody from the parking lot comes into the mall, they're not gonna see our logo until they pass by and look to, you know, and look toward our store. They're gonna be, oh shit, that's a shawarma place. But if we have an illuminated light where before they even enter the mall, before they even pass our store, they see a big Egyptian shawarma logo, then that would make them more enticed to come to us. And again, guys, you have to remember, right now, people think we are broke. Well, they don't think we're, I don't want to say people think we're broke. You see, the good thing about being a gringo like myself is that I have plausible deniability, okay? So, when I tell people, yeah, this restaurant is new, I know it's not up and running, but you know, I'm American, I really don't know the language and the culture, I don't know where to go to get, you know, what I need. So people are like, yeah, we can understand. But if a Colombian had the restaurant open like I have it open, ain't nobody gonna go there. But because I'm a gringo, they're like, oh, we're gonna cut him some slack because he doesn't know where to get ABC. Obviously, they don't know I'm a broke-ass nigger. But, yeah, guys, yeah, yeah. So, $200 more, guys, will help. But as of right now, we're good. As of right this minute, guys, thank God again. You know, when God senses you're gonna pull away, that's when he decides to, you know, throw you a bone to bring you back on the plantation, which is fine. You know, gotta have a couple of W's every half a dozen L. You gotta get yourself a W, you know, pretty much, hopefully a good size W. Really, that's all you guys need. So, I am so tired. I am so tired of talking, guys. I'm gonna shut off the camera, go eat my burger, rest a little bit. Hopefully I don't fall asleep. Hopefully I don't fall asleep at their table, you know, and then get me an Uber back to my Airbnb. The guy gave me the new code. Hopefully the new code works. You know, I don't want to be stuck outside in a not so safe neighborhood at 2 a.m, but we'll find out in like an hour or so. So, yeah, guys, I just wanted to let you know that thanks to you guys, we did it. Really, thanks to you guys, we did it. And the picture in the video, the picture, the thumbnail I'm gonna use, more than likely, I'm gonna use the thumbnail that people see when they enter the mall from the parking lot. You know, when people enter the mall from the parking lot, they pass by our store. Like, you can't get into the mall from the parking lot without passing our store. So that's what I'm saying, guys. If we can get a logo for like $100, that's one of those circular logos that stand out that way, before the people even enter the mall, they'll see our Egyptian shawarma logo and they'll be like, oh shit, there's an Egyptian shawarma here, you know, there's shawarma here, you know. I had an elderly gentleman, I don't want to say elderly like he's fucking 100, I say elderly as in 40, 50 years old, I'll probably say in his 50s, early 60s. He was like a kid in a candy store. He was like, I want shawarma, I want shawarma. Boy, that guy ate. I was afraid that guy would eat the box, you know. I saw him eating the shawarma, dude. I mean, that guy loved our shawarma. So, the restaurant we have, guys, is in the back. We honestly have the best restaurant in all of Mixi Mall. You know, we're like literally right in front of anybody who's coming to the food court. If you are coming to the food court from the parking lot, you have to pass by us. If you're coming from the elevator, you know, if you're coming from the first floor with the elevator, we're the first restaurant that you're gonna see, you know. So we already have the logos where people are coming up from the first floor. They see us on the elevator. It's not an elevator, it's an escalator, yes. When you're coming up the escalator from the first floor, you're going to see our restaurant, okay? We got the logos there. And again, thanks to you guys, and that actually helped a lot. But when people walk in from the parking lot, I want them to see our logo before they even enter the mall. That way they can subconsciously prepare themselves for shawarma. So that will probably cost us about $100, and then another $100 to get a Bluetooth printer, and I think we're probably gonna have enough by then to get the point of sale system. That way we look like professionals, you know. It's not 100% there, guys, but we're still new. We're run by a gringo. You know, people will cut us some slack. So, realistically speaking, guys, if we raise about, realistically speaking, and again, we don't need, you know, the $3,500, guys, we really don't need the full $3,500, thanks to everybody who donated, simply because the marketing material is bringing in people. So realistically needed, realistically speaking, if we get like, I would say, $500 or $600 more dollars, then that will not only take care of the marketing material, that will also allow us to decorate the inside as well, make the place look nice and tidy and professional. So as of now, guys, we're good. $200 will help a lot with, again, marketing stuff and the printer, Bluetooth printer. And then another couple of $100, they will help us, you know, look more professional, tidy up the place on the inside, shit like that. And it's gonna rain again. I hear the thunder. I'm really hoping, you know, for some reason, guys, in Florida, thunder scares the hell out of me in Florida, but not in Midian. In Midian, thunder doesn't scare me. You can hear it, but you really can't see it. In Florida, woo! Boy, you hear it and you see it. Sometimes you see it before you hear it, you know, that really scares the hell out of me. Imagine getting hit by a thunderbolt, probably end up killing you, you know. So yeah, guys, that's my video for today. Things are finally looking good. Again, special thanks to everybody who donated. And again, if you guys dealt with me, whether it's in person or through Amazon, go over to Egyptian Shawarma Midian. Leave us a review, you know, more reviews, make us look good, make us look legitimate in front of everybody. So, yeah, guys, yeah, that's really the update I have for you, because I'm so fucking tired, dudes. Like, honestly, I don't think I've ever been this, no, I've been this tired before. The only time I've been this tired, and that was actually something that I knew was going to happen, was when I did construction work. I remember, man, I did construction work once. I was part of a labor company. We did Labor Ready. That was the name of the company. I did a gig as a construction worker. We were renovating a restaurant. That restaurant was Bonefish Grill, by the way. So I worked for like 12 hours. No, wait a second. I worked for like 8 or 9 hours, but boy, I slept for almost 2 full days after that, you know. But what happened today, walking around, not drinking water. I did drink some water at the restaurant, by the way, but still, man, I just feel so fucking tired. It's probably a little bit after 11 o'clock here in Medellin. I'll probably be home by 12, 12:30. I'm really hoping a good 7 or 8 hours sleep is all I need, because tomorrow I gotta go pick up an Amazon package. I have to pick it up before 12. So that means 11 o'clock, I have to be out of my Airbnb on the way to Passarex to pick up the package from there. I'm getting the charger that I lost in Miami, because it fell out of my backpack. Apparently there was a hole in there. And I'm also getting something very important. I'm getting shoe inserts for my shoes. Like the shoes I bought them from Walmart for like $16. Not bad for fucking shoes from, you know what, let me show them to you. I don't know if y'all can see them or not. Yeah, I bought these shoes like a couple of days ago for like $16 from Walmart. Not bad. But boy, the inserts in them, oh my God. Those inserts suck, you know. So I went on Amazon and I bought like $15 Dr. Scholl's inserts for 200 plus pound people who are on their feet all day. So God willing, I'll get that tomorrow. I really need those inserts, you know. guys, if your feet ache or hurt, get fucking inserts, guys. Spend the $15, maybe $20 to get yourself good inserts. You know, don't be a cheapskate. You know, yes, I'm cheap for getting $15, $16 shoes, but you can always get inserts for your shoes. You know, you guys never ever want to have pain walking around, guys, you know. So anyway, guys, it's a Friday night, 70th Street, they're all rocking and partying, so it's gonna be noise like this for the next kilometer. So I said what I said. Was that thunder or was there a moving truck? I don't know. I think it was thunder. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.